Welcome to 21 days of fasting and prayer. I'm so glad you've chosen to set this first part of the year aside to seek the Lord. And whether this is your first time fasting or you've joined us for each of the 18 times we've done it together as a church, no two fasts are ever the same, which is to say that this fast has the potential to be like any other fast you've ever experienced. And I'm praying that as you engage in this fast, that God would grow you like never before in your relationship with Him. I've titled the theme for these 21 days, Everyday Relationship. And I'm getting at the idea that our relationship with Jesus isn't meant to be just a Sunday relationship, but an everyday relationship. This is exactly what the earliest followers of Christ modeled for us. Look at what the book of Acts says about them. It says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I want you to recognize their relationship with the Lord was an everyday thing. It was woven into the fabric of their daily lives. And you know, some of us only know the Sunday Jesus, but my heart is for each of us to encounter Jesus on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and throughout the rest of your week. And if you stick with me for these 21 days, you'll be on your way to establishing rhythms, routines, and habits with the Lord that become a part of your everyday life. Now, before we embark on this 21-day journey, let's talk a little bit about how it will unfold. Each week, we'll have a focus on a different component of our everyday relationship with Jesus. And these components come out of the book of Acts, just a few verses before the one we just read, where it goes into more detail about what the earliest disciples' everyday relationship with Jesus looked like. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayer. So here we see there were four components to their everyday relationship with the Lord. Reflecting on God's word, that's the apostles' teaching. Living in community, that's fellowship. Partaking of communion, that's the breaking of bread. And engaging in prayer. And these four components will shape our 21 days together. So week one, we're going to talk about everyday relationship through the word. This first week will be all about experiencing more of God's life, presence, grace, and peace through his word. Then in week two, we'll look at everyday relationship through community. And this segment of the journey will be devotionals that will push us to live for God intentionally and purposefully through living in community with other believers. And then as we hit the last week, we'll explore one last component, and that's everyday relationship through prayer. And we'll finish out our journey with highly practical devotionals that'll help us engage in prayer. And then at the end of each week, we're going to hit the communion aspect together. Now, today I want us to start by getting at the why behind an everyday relationship. And this is super important because if our motivation isn't right, this all becomes simply about duty instead of delight. You know, one of the most impactful revelations I've had in my relationship with Jesus is a phrase he dropped into my heart a few years back. One particular day I was down on myself because honestly, I felt like God had to be disappointed with me because I wasn't doing good enough in my relationship with him. In my mind, I wasn't praying enough, reading my Bible enough, and therefore I was feeling this sense of condemnation. And maybe some of you are feeling similar to that today. And in that moment, the Lord dropped a phrase into my heart, one that has brought a complete shift in my thinking. And what I heard in my heart was invitation, not condemnation. And it was as if the Lord said, John, you've been engaging in these practices as a way to avoid condemnation because you think I'm up here with a checklist, when the reality is I offer these things to you as an invitation into deeper everyday relationship with me. You understand there's a world of difference between trying to avoid condemnation and simply responding to an invitation. It's the difference between obligation and a loving invitation. And so from the outset, I want us to understand that an everyday relationship isn't about just trying to be better or good enough for God. It's simply about responding to the Lord's invitation into deeper relationship with Him. And He's where life and life to the full is found. Now, as we close today and every day after, I want to encourage you to wrap up your time by using the reflection, action, and prayer in the devotional to take your time to another level with the Lord. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.